Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe and friends, thank you so much for joining us here on
Studio Classroom. Our article today is called Should Parents Check Their Children's Phones? And we started talking about this topic a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know how much we should check our kids' phones, but you know, off air, Anne Marie, you were telling me something that I thought was quite interesting. You
made Which one was that?
I know, you have a lot of opinions
about
a lot of things. No, you said, you know, like you and your husband's phone, you don't even keep that private from each other.
No, because we're married.
Yeah, and so why would you expect that your kids should think they should have private phones?
I think the idea that a cell phone and what you do online is private information is a very, very new concept. And I don't necessarily agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, friends, it is an interesting thing to talk about. And in general, there's one thing that I really agreed with from yesterday's part of this lesson, and that is the idea of having open conversations. You want to build trust, and one way to do that is to show that you're there to support when someone needs help, to also warn people in ways where they might not think about the danger, because that's exactly what you're doing when you're raising kids. Kids do not have the experience with the world that you do, and so it's your job to kind of warn and be in that position to do something like that.
All right, friends. Well, we have a lot to talk about today, so let's get into the first part of our conversation right now.
Should parents check their children's phones?
Ugh, my mom asked to see my phone last night so she could look at my texts. Can you believe that?
Wow, honestly though, I kinda get it. Parents just wanna keep us safe.
But it's my phone. I'm not hiding anything, so it feels like she doesn't trust me.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看副词 honestly, 意思是老实说，坦白的。譬如 honestly, I didn't think the plan would work, but I'm glad it did. 说实在，我原本不认为这个计划会成功，但是我很高兴它成功了。形容词是 honest, 意思是真诚的或是诚实的。譬如 she hesitated,then gave an honest answer, even though it was difficult to say. 她犹豫了一下，然后给出了一个诚实的回答，即使很难说出口。Honest 的名词是 honesty, 意思是诚实。譬如 ,they valued honesty above all else in their friendship. 在他们的友谊中，他们最重视的是诚实。
Okay, friends, so we have a conversation between two people, Emma and Liam. Emma says, ugh, my mom asked to see my phone last night so she could look at my texts. Can you believe that?
Well, you can tell by the way Emma said her line that she didn't really like that too much. She didn't like the fact that her mom was asking to see these texts. She says, can you believe that?This is a great phrase. This is used to show surprise.
All right. Sometimes we also use, can you believe that, to show frustration as well. So here's how you could use it to show surprise. Can you believe that Mark won first prize? That's surprise. But if you're a little frustrated, you might say it like this. Can you believe that Mark won first prize?
Yeah, it communicates something a little different, right? The tone is very important. Well, here with Emma, I think she's a little bit frustrated with her mom. Can you believe that? Liam says, wow, honestly though, I kind of get it. Get it. Well, before we get there, let's take a look at this word though here. Though is used to show contrast, okay? So if he says, honestly, though, it's like that word but or however, you're going to contrast it with something else.
Here's an example of how you could use though in a sentence. The homework was hard. It was fun, though.
Well, speaking of homework and students, it sounds like Liam has a different opinion here with Emma. I kind of get it, right? What does that mean? That means to partly understand something, because get used like this means to understand.
Yeah. So, for example, you could say, I kind of get your explanation, but could you say it one more time? I understand a little bit.
That's right. Or, hey, I get it. That means I understand it, right? So honestly, I kind of get it. Parents just want to keep us safe. So Liam is able to understand the way that maybe Emma's and his own parents, of course, feel about this.
Yeah, but Emma's not so sure. She says here, but it's my phone. So she has some ownership here over this phone. I'm not hiding anything. So it feels like she doesn't trust me. I kind of get why Emma feels this way. If she is generally a trustworthy person, her parent asking her to see her phone might make her feel like they think she's not trustworthy.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like, you know, probably over the years she has proven that she's a trustworthy person. Here's another issue, or at least it's something we can get from the conversation, is that maybe when they got her this phone, it was communicated, this is fully your phone and we're not going to do anything about it whatsoever. Maybe Emma bought the phone herself, right? Maybe she needed her parents' permission to get the phone. We're not sure. At any rate, Emma feels like it is completely her phone. And when you feel like something is completely your thing, of course you feel like other people can't see it.
Yeah, so that makes me ask the question, why does she feel that way? Like you said, if she bought it herself and her parents have never had anything to do with it, well, then maybe that's why she feels that way. But usually, generally speaking, teenagers have phones because their parents get them for them, mm-hmm. and then they're on their parents' phone plan. So then you kind of have to decide what's the boundary. That's where those open conversations come in.
Yeah, exactly. Friends, you can see how complex of an issue this is. It's not so simple. It's not so easy to make a decision about this. Well, we do have more to learn from Liam and Emma's conversation right now. Let's get right into it.
Should parents check their children's phones?
I get that, but think about all the ugly stuff online, cyberbullying, scams, creepy people. Parents worry because they have heard about kids getting mixed up in things they don't know how to handle.
Sure, but going through my private messages won't make me safer. I don't like being spied on. I'm just going to create a secret account.
Creepy, 意思是令人毛骨悚然的、诡异的。譬如, the abandoned house had a creepy atmosphere, especially after dark. 这栋废弃的房子气氛诡异,尤其在天黑之后。Creepy 去掉字尾的y就变成动词 creep, 意思是悄悄移动或爬行。譬如, a shadow crept across the wall as the sun set. 夕阳西下时，一道光影缓缓地在墙壁上移动。Creep的名词是creepiness， 表示阴森或毛骨悚然的感觉。譬如， the creepiness of the old asylum made it a popular site for ghost tours. 这座旧精神病院阴森的氛围使它成为鬼屋探险的热门景点。
All right, we're still in the middle of this conversation between Liam and Emma. And Liam here says, I get that, but think about all the ugly stuff online. Now, ugly can mean not nice to look at, but ugly can also just mean unpleasant or even downright mean.
That's right. People might have ugly personalities. Of course, usually it's just maybe one aspect of who they are, but we all have things we need to work through in life, things that are not very pretty or beautiful, we might say it's kind of ugly.
So here's an example of how you could use that in a sentence. The sweater was warm, but ugly. Now, what we're talking about here are ugly things online, cyberbullying, scams, and creepy people. Parents worry because they have heard about kids getting mixed up in things they don't know how to handle.
So this is a good concern, because if you're not sure how to handle something yourself and you haven't done all the research, and maybe it takes a lot of time and effort to do all that research and figure out how to handle a situation, if you don't have all that time, you haven't done it, of course you're going to be concerned about someone you care about getting mixed up in these things, because you're not sure yourself what you're supposed to do.
Now, if you're mixed up in something, it means that you're involved in it, and it's usually something bad or something confusing.
That's right. For example, Peter got mixed up in an argument at school. He didn't plan on being in that conversation, but all of a sudden he was caught up in this argument. Well, friends, we're talking about being mixed up in things that kids don't know how to handle, and of course, some parents don't know how to handle these things as well. Emma says, sure, but going through my private messages won't make me safer. This is what she thinks, and she might be right, but let's take a look at this phrase, to go through something. This could mean to experience something difficult, but here in our lesson, it means to kind of look through maybe a list, to kind of go from one thing through the next thing, to find out more information about something.
So here's a couple of examples to help you understand the different usages of this phrase. You could say, Anna is going through a hard time. Or, like the context of our article, you could say, I'm going to go through my closet at home to see if there's anything I can get rid of.
There's a lot of different ways to use that phrase. So going through my private messages, that is when her mom is just reading one message after another, won't make Emma any safer. I don't like being spied on. I'm just going to create a secret account. Well, let's take a look at this phrase, to be spied on. This is secretly watched.
Here's an example of how you could use spied on in a sentence. The kids spied on their neighbor from the tree. They were watching their neighbor without him knowing. Now, Emma feels spied on, like her mom is secretly watching her. There's a few issues with what Emma says here, and I'm not disagreeing with her. I can see how she doesn't like her mom going through her messages. But is she really being spied on if she knows her mom is going through her messages?
Oh, you mean her mom asked her. She said,
yes.
Emma, can I see your phone? I just want to make sure everything is okay.
It's not like she took Emma's phone and is doing it behind her back.
Oh, that is a different issue. Mm-hmm. That would be quite different.
If Emma
caught her mom with her phone, and didn't, her mom hadn't told her at all, yeah, that would create kind of a different dynamic in their relationship, maybe break the trust.
Definitely. The other thing I don't totally agree with that Emma says here is that going through my private messages won't make me safer. I think a lot of times, even I as an adult have been talking to someone and I have one intention and they have a very different intention in mind. Sometimes when you're in the middle of a conversation, especially online, it's hard to see people's intentions.
It's true, and so that's why it could be good to get a third perspective, maybe from your husband or another trusted person in your life. You want to say, what do you think about this message? What do you think about what this person said? Does this seem kind of creepy or strange to you?
Yeah, or even if it's just a classmate who is telling her a rumor or harassing her, that might be hard to identify if you're a student. So your parents, if they care about you, might care about that as well.
Well, friends, a lot to talk about and think about. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Step in and remind me. During a family game night, things got intense. Like, we started arguing about everything, and everyone was calling everyone else a cheater. And then my grandma calmly said, "All right, I'm stepping in." And just like that, the chaos was over. To step in means to enter a situation and take action, usually to help, stop a problem, or restore order. you're not walking through a door, you're walking into a moment that needs attention. Examples: the teacher stepped in to stop the argument. Someone needs to step in before it gets worse. It's a metaphor. You're placing yourself in the middle of something that needs fixing. Now compare that with cut in. He cut in while I was talking. Butt in. Stop butting in. It's none of your business. Those mean interrupting, often rudely. Step in is usually helpful. Butt in, not so much. So if a situation's getting messy and you can help, don't be afraid to step in gracefully. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Should parents check their children's phones?
But what if someone was harassing you and you were too frightened to tell your parents? They'd see that and could step in and help.
Or my mom could just talk to me and trust me to come to her. I think parents should teach us how to handle things, not invade our privacy.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's about balance, guidance without crossing the line.
Exactly. Trust goes both ways.
The company has strict policies against harassing coworkers. 这家公司对骚扰同事的行为有严格的政策。Harassed 的名词是 harassment, 是指骚扰行为, 譬如, she filed a complaint after repeated harassment from a customer. 他因为一名顾客的多次骚扰而提出了申诉。Harass字尾加er就变成名词，harasser是指骚扰者。譬如, the harasser was asked to leave the premises immediately. 这名骚扰者被要求立刻离开现场。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Okay, we're still in the middle of this conversation between Liam and Emma. Liam says, but what if someone was harassing you and you were too frightened to tell your parents?
Well, let's take a look at this word harassing first so you can understand this concern. Harassing is continually bothering or hurting somebody.
Let's use it in a sentence. The bully was punished for harassing other students.
There's different types of harassment. Of course, people should be concerned about sexual harassment or any type of harassment. There are different levels of harassment is what I'm trying to say. Now here in our lesson, we're not talking about sexual harassment, hopefully, right? Although that could happen online as well. What if someone was harassing you and you were too frightened to tell your parents? Well, frightened is another word for being afraid or scared.
That's right. Lisa was frightened by the dark cave. So here we have something else interesting going on. Liam suggests that something bad would happen online, and Emma might be too frightened to tell her mom. Maybe we're just talking more about boundaries and open communication again.
Yeah. And, you know, after now that Emma knows her mom is being proactive and saying, hey, can I read your text messages? Maybe in this type of situation, Emma would feel freer to tell her mom about some other stuff that was actually harmful. Because she knows her mom is concerned about her.
Yeah, right? That is true.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go on with Liam's line here. They'd see that and could step in and help. Emma says, or my mom could just talk to me and trust me to come to her, you know, trust that I'm going to approach her. And I think, you know, just like I said, I think now she knows that she can approach her mom about stuff because her mom is concerned after all.
That's true. And Emma does have a good point here. Sometimes as parents, we do have to trust our children to speak up if something is going on. Emma says, I think parents should teach us how to handle things, not invade our privacy. It is parents' job to teach kids how to handle things, for sure.
Well, I mean, isn't that part of having an open conversation? is teaching kids how to handle things. So maybe Emma agrees with the idea of having an open conversation or fostering a relationship where you can have open conversation.
That's right. Okay, so Emma still thinks this is an invasion of privacy. And Liam says, yeah, maybe. I guess it's about balance, guidance without crossing the line. When we're talking about guidance here, friends, we're talking about help or advice.
That's right. For example, the coach gave the team guidance before the game. And this is kind of part of a parent's role, is to provide guidance for your kids as they grow up to young adults and into adults, right? So we see here, guidance without crossing the line. You want to be able to guide, but not to be too close and saying everything that somebody has to do. Isn't that kind of like being a helicopter parent?
Yeah, a helicopter parent is a parent that doesn't let the child do or say anything for themselves. And when I see this phrase, crossing the line, it reminds me a lot of that word we learned, boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because we learned that a boundary is deciding what is acceptable behavior. And often that has the idea of drawing a line. And this phrase, crossing the line, just means to do something that's not acceptable.
And I'm glad that you mentioned kind of the contrast, or not a contrast, actually, to draw a line. That's another way we talk about establishing a boundary. I have to draw the line somewhere. And here our lesson is talking about crossing the line. For another example, making fun of someone's family is crossing the line. It's okay to tease your friends every now and then, but don't make fun of their family. That's crossing the line.
And Emma says, trust goes both ways. What she means here is that parents need to trust their children, and children should also trust their parents.
Well, right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Usage tip, 要来看 what if 加子句的句型。 What if 的意思是如果会怎么样，用于提出假设、可能性或是建议，语气可以轻松或是严肃。如果要表达不太可能发生的假设性情况，可以用 what if 加主词加 were to 加动词原形。例如 What if he were to quit his job?如果他辞职了怎么办？ What if 也表示提议，相当于 Why don't we? 或是 How about? 来看个例句。 What if you ask your teacher for advice? 要不你问问老师的意见。
All right, friends, we've come to the end of this article. But before we go, let's see if we have any final thoughts that we want to share.
Oh, well, you know what, Anne-Marie, when we were talking about the idea of, you know, did Emma buy the phone for herself or did her mom get it for her? There's a difference, right? Because there are certain things that you maybe don't want your kids to do before a certain age. It reminds me of in high school, my friend took me downtown. We went to this place where he wanted to get his ear pierced. And so he got his ear pierced, and then we went together to his house back home, where his mom came in the door and saw him, took one look and said, take it out right now. And I had to sit there kind of awkwardly observing as my friend fought back for a little bit, and eventually did. He took his earring out. And that's just another one of those things, you know? Do you want your parents to have, or do you want to let them make up their own minds about getting their ears pierced, getting a tattoo, buying their own smartphones and things like that? These are all things that I think kind of go in the same category.
Yeah, parents have to decide where that boundary is and have those open conversations with their kids as well. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.